as we warm up for this week's game against the Arizona Cardinals, these are our final thoughts.
What's your key to the game, Vic?
My key to the game is protect Aaron Rodgers. And I don't just mean keep him from being sacked. I mean protect him. These guys, by the way, they're tied with the Packers for the league lead in sacks, 26. And that means that 26 times opposing quarterbacks have gone down in their first eight games. And you sure don't want your quarterback hitting the ground. What's that average out to? Like three times a game.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want that to happen, especially when the property you're protecting is as valuable as Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to say the key to the game is to put the clamps on Arizona's big play guys, that being Larry Fitzgerald at wide receiver and Patrick Peterson at punt return. Neither one of those guys has really had that breakout game yet in 2012. Fitzgerald only has one catch all season longer than 30 yards, and Patrick Peterson's longest punt return of the year is 26 yards. This guy ran back four punts for touchdowns last year, and they were all 80 yards or longer.
Are you getting the feeling that this is going to be a defensive struggle?
I think it could be, but the Packers need to put the clamps on Fitzgerald and Peterson to make that happen.
If it's a defensive struggle, you don't want to give up a big play.
That's right.
Lots of injuries, folks. Dr. Spofford, take it away.
Well, for the Packers, we know some of the guys who are out. Greg Jennings had his surgery this week. John Kuhn is out with the hamstring injury. Sam Shields and Nick Perry both still out. Charles Woodson out with the collarbone, as we know. Jarrell Worthy with the concussion from last week also ruled out. Jordy Nelson, wide receiver, will be a game-time decision for the second week in a row with that hamstring. And then also for the Packers, safety Jerron McMillan, his back tightened up, and he missed practice on Friday, so he's listed as questionable. For the Cardinals, we know Kevin Cobb, the starting quarterback, remains out with the ribs, so John Skelton will be the quarterback for Arizona. Todd Heap, Cardinals tight end, is questionable with a knee injury. Kerry Rhodes, starting safety, questionable with a back injury. Starting right guard Adam Snyder, and this is an offensive line that's had its problems protecting the quarterback. Snyder is out with a quadriceps injury, so we'll probably see Rich Ohrenberger as the backup there at right guard. And then also backup cornerback Greg Toler with a hamstring is questionable. So both these teams a little banged up.
Yeah. Your players to watch or player to watch, Mike?
I'm going to go with tight end JerMichael Finley. As we all know, the last time the Packers played the Cardinals, Finley was a beast out there in the playoffs in 2009. Six catches, 159 yards. He acknowledged this week he's not the same player that he was back then. Mike McCarthy showed him some video about a month ago of that game. They're trying to get Finley back into the swing of things. Maybe this is the game he breaks out.
My player to watch is Cardinals inside linebacker Darrell Washington. He has eight sacks. You don't see inside linebackers with that kind of sack production. A long time ago, I can remember Dom Capers had Chad Brown and LaVon Kirkland in Pittsburgh when they ran that cross blitz where the two inside linebackers cross each other in a kind of inside linebacker stunt.
Right.
And it is one of the signature blitzes in the zone blitz scheme that the Cardinals use that is the same. Their blitz, the Cardinals' blitz playbook is identical to the Packers. So, anyhow, Darrell Washington is the Cardinals' Clay Matthews, and we know what Clay Matthews can do. Mike, tell us about the chat.
We're going to be going live online, Packers.com, with our chat starting at 10 a.m. Central Time. We'll take you from 2 hours before kickoff all the way up through the end of the game. Join us on Packers.com and enjoy the game, folks.